This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 3rd, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Acknowledging growing concerns about the availability of aviation-grade 100 low-lead gasoline, Lycoming on Monday announced an unleaded autogas approval program for its standard compression ratio O360 and IO360 engines. Unleaded fuel will have to be rated at 93 AKI and meet additional standards to qualify as safe in aviation applications. Approval is expected by fall. Lycoming stresses the program will apply to engines only. Aircraft certification approval will have to be obtained separately. Lycoming says its piston engines power more than half the world's rotary wing and fixed wing general aviation fleet. The International Air Transport Association, whose members account for 93% of international traffic, says that if fuel prices don't retreat, airlines could report losses as high as $6.1 billion for 2008. The new number is a stunning reversal of the group's April 1st projection of a $4.5 billion net industry profit. IATA's actual expectation for the year is losses totaling $2.3 billion, assuming gas drops again to an average of $107 a barrel for the year. Airbus COO John Leahy, who heads the company's sales operation, told the group he remains hopeful that current prices are merely a bubble. One of the big problems at airlines right now is difficulty getting passengers to pay higher ticket prices to offset rising fuel costs. At the IATA meeting, Director General Giovanni Bisignani seemed to vent some of that frustration in comments about Heathrow Airport in London, where he says the UK Civil Aviation Authority increased charges by 50% over the last 5 years and plans another 86% hike over the next five. The Daily Telegraph reports he joined politicians and business leaders in a chorus of criticism of declining service at London's main airport. Quote, "Service levels are a national embarrassment. Could anyone in this room ask for a fare increase of 86%? Nobody. That only happens in monopoly land," unquote. Bisignani called the CAA the world's worst regulator. Heathrow is operated by BAA, which started in the 1960s as the British Airports Authority, but is now a privatized concern owned by Ferrovial, a Spanish company. BAA has come under close scrutiny since April's disastrous opening of Heathrow Terminal 5, an occasion marked by hundreds of canceled flights and tens of thousands of lost bags. A British budget carrier faces criminal prosecution for numerous safety breaches. According to the Sunday Times, Fly Globespan is accused of operating a Boeing 757 last year from New York to Liverpool, Ireland, even after both the aircraft's engine pressure ratio gauges failed on takeoff. Not only did the 200-passenger airliner complete that June 28th flight, but Fly Globespan then allegedly dispatched the plane back to New York with the inoperative equipment. If convicted of any one of the charges of endangering an aircraft and its passengers, Fly Globespan faces an unlimited fine. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Champion Air and the Boeing 727 end passenger service in the U.S. Two survive a helicopter crash atop a Michigan hospital. And Embraer sells a military fighter to a controversial private security firm. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Dee Whittington of the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight, coming up Father's Day weekend. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.